You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here, you're going to find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
You'll also find resources as well.
Resources? I can't
resources.
Say that. Resources?
Resources.
So go to newchurches.com to learn more about Plus membership and to also download the exclusive State of Church Planning Research Report for free. Today's question is from Daniel Riddick.
Hey, my name is Daniel Riddick, and I am one of the pastors at Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and I lead Trinity at Oakleaf, which is the first multi-site location of our church. So here's my question. Are there major downsides to moving too early from a portable location we currently meet and set up every weekend in the cafeteria of a school to a more permanent facility? We see potential positives, as you might imagine. Our church desires to move into a permanent location. We also see some of the positive benefits of maybe engaging them in a generosity campaign to lease a building or buy land. But we're also concerned about unforeseen negative impacts by making this move too early. For a little bit of context, we are the first multi-site location of our church, and it has been about 14 months since our launch. So we're inside of that two-year window. We've grown from about 65 adults and maybe a total of 90 to 100 people on our launch team, and we're averaging about 350 or 360 on the weekend. I look forward to hearing some of your thoughts on the pros and cons of making a move from portable to permanent. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I do want to address that question, but I need to address, I talk I'm not even speaking English right now. I think you actually help me speak better because I say things like important now, whereas before I would just be like, that's important.
Okay. You know what's funny? I honestly thought you were addressing Daniel Riddick, the question.
No. No, we'll get to that. He took more than 45 seconds
anyway.
Yeah,
he did. I don't know how he did that.
He gamed it. He gamed it, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he left too.
I don't know. We shouldn't answer this question. I think we should
because you saw me like lean forward a couple of times during that. Yes, there are massive downsides to getting into a permanent facility. The first of which has to do with philosophy, and for me, it's a really big deal. When you move out of a rented facility, when you move out of that school, you allow people to compartmentalize church, and you allow your staff to compartmentalize church much easier to be not as much of a part of everyday life in that community, but compartmentalize it to be a weekend thing or to be specifically a Sunday thing. So the vision of your church may actually change when you do this. I consulted with a church not too long ago, and they had been in a portable location or a rented facility for a while with, you know, some portable pieces to it. But the big thing for them was the vision of this new facility, this permanent facility, became all about space. It became all about what we've been missing since we sacrificed and we came out and we planted this church as a core team. I want Awana. I want this. I want that. And it became about that rather than about reaching new people for Jesus. I'm not saying that's what's going on here. I'm just saying that that can very quickly become, you know, part of the new norm. And that's something that you don't want. In my opinion, you don't want. I mean, the great thing about a campus is this, and guys have already done this, know this. You're going to have people that are engaged in your ministry, that are leaders in your ministry, that would not have otherwise come to light if it hadn't been for the campus. For some reason, a new campus shows up in their backyard, and they're like, oh, my church actually needs me.
Yeah.
And they come up, and it's like, I don't know if it's some kind of apostolic thing or what. I'm just saying, suddenly this guy, I'm like, where were you?
Yeah.
You've been here for 5 years?
Yeah. And they're just.
That is wrong.
Uber talented.
That is sinful that you have not been leading. But the only thing anybody asked him to do was pass out a bulletin or pat a baby on the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, now they're running Sunday morning teams or whatever it is. And so I think when you, man, there's something about the struggle. There's something about the suffering almost that you go through that you miss when you get a permanent facility. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and this applies both for campuses and for church plants. I mean, personally, this past Sunday, and by the time this episode goes live, it's going to be a little bit later, but this past Sunday, I preached the last sermon at our portable location. Now, our church had been meeting here for the last 3 years. We were a campus meeting in a portable location, and we bought a warehouse, been renovating it, and next week we're going to be moving in. Now, I can tell you, it was pretty cool to have preached the last Sunday and to say, hey, we're actually done. We don't have to do all the setup.
Get your stuff.
Yeah, because it is a lot of work every single week, you know, setting up, tearing down, setting up, tearing down. But Todd, what you said about the community engagement piece is so important, because when you're in a portable location, it's easy for people's mindset to be focused outward. But when you're in your own building, man, you have to be aware of not changing the culture to be focused inward.
Well, yeah. And even where you meet. So, I mean, you know, like if you meet midweek and you don't have a facility, where do you meet? You meet in the back room somewhere or the library.
Yeah.
Or I got to know a particular police station in D.C. really well because they had an extra meeting space.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that meeting space?
That was primarily no. No.
Okay.
You're forced to be in the community, and mm-hmm. there's something about that. And your pastors are forced to be in the community in ways that they wouldn't otherwise. So when you're, you know, officing out of Panera and Starbucks, yeah. and you begin to develop a routine. And on that routine, you get to know the business owners that are around you mm-hmm. in a real and personal way. You get to know some of the regulars at the other businesses. It makes you a part of that community in a way that you just don't have an opportunity to do. I'm not gonna say, hey, that's the way they did it in the New Testament, because there's so many things
yeah.
that were different then than are now, and it's not really applicable. I love how people throw that out.
Yeah.
But the truth is, the reality is, you know, you're in your community more. The other piece is you lock yourself into a place financially when you do that. Mm-hmm. It usually is going to cost you more financially. Some people can say, well, you're throwing away money by renting. You're not building equity. But you're also not free to move as quickly and aggressively. If God does something crazy and you all grow like crazy, it's much easier to move.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When you look to finding a permanent facility, and the moment you go down that route, you have to be aware for a culture shift, because the yes. moment you need to raise $500,000 or more to lease or to buy or anything, any sort of campaign that you need to do, that is going to dynamically shift your messaging. Is going to dynamically shift the culture of your church. If you do that too early as a church plant, or if you do that too early as a campus, I mean, that's going to be such a part of your culture that when you actually move into that building, you're going to be cultureless. You're not going to know what sort of church culture you have. What is it that makes you unique? Because let's say you were 12 months in a location, or 14 months in a location, and it took you 20 months in total after that to raise money, build, and move in. You would have spent a longer time in your church raising money and being in that than actually focusing on, hey, this is who we are as a church.
Now, it may sound like we're negative Nancy on permanent locations, and I secretly am. However, because the question is, are there major downsides to moving too early? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's major downsides. I will say, obviously, there are big upsides, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, families want to have predictability. They want to know exactly what's going to happen when. The times are set. There's familiarity there. We're not, changing a bunch of stuff. All that is is good to a certain extent for families and for other people at the church. It's nice to have that. It's good to have that. It's good to be able to build out and make it your own, to have the actual building reflect your culture and your values, and you can do things to it permanently. I get all that, and that's a good thing. But I would say the key is, you know, not doing that too early. It is painful, you know, and there's growing and there's suffering there. But before you go into owning a building, you know, just being sure that everybody owns the mission and owns the vision and is living that out.
Yeah.
Is a big first step.
Yeah. One of the values we have at Lifeway, is pursue the savvy, right? Pursue the savvy. I want to encourage you to do the same thing. If you're a church planner listening or a campus pastor thinking, hey, what would it look like for us to find a building? Don't look for the, to build a $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million building, everything brand new, you know, do the whole reclaimed wood, stainless steel, glass. Like, don't think about that. Rather, focus on your church, but be praying. Pray that God would provide you with opportunities. Pray for opportune times to even engage with those in your community. Because who knows, maybe there's a struggling church down the road that maybe is a year away from closing their doors, right? Or maybe there's other opportunities like that God may bring your way that is wise, that is savvy, and that would both allow you to focus on your culture, focus on the main thing, and wait on God for the right building, for the right location. So there we go. Thanks again for listening into the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a question about church planning, multi-site, or multiplication, you can send them in at newchurches.com. And once again, if you haven't left us a rating and review, we would be so grateful Please. If you can do that. Todd is beginning to cry. Right on. Thanks, guys.